Today, the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, is observing a day of mourning following Russia's large-scale aerial attack across the country on Friday. It was the deadliest day for civilians in the city since the war began, killing 28 people, wounding dozens more. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny is in Kyiv and sent us this report.
At a commercial warehouse in Kyiv, one of the places hit in Friday's big attack, the ceiling is completely blown off. Inside, I can see there's fire damage and glass and debris all around. Across the country, rescue workers spent the weekend searching for bodies amid the debris left by the missile and drone attack, the largest since the war began in February of 2022. In Kyiv, more bodies were found in the rubble since yesterday. Elena Chernovska is across the street from one of the sites that was hit, looking up at the damaged buildings and wiping away tears.
What kind of New Year's mood can be when you look at all sorts of things like that?
It's a sentiment felt throughout the city on a somber and subdued New Year's Day. At Lisova Cemetery, Polina Sobolova is taking yellow roses and some sweets to the grave of her husband, Alexander, who died last February on the anniversary of the war. It's my first New Year's without him, she tells producer Katerina Malafieva, and it's important to be here today with him now. She says it's hard to walk past these graves and think, how many more will end up here? In other parts of the city, families are trying to find normalcy, some happiness, where they can. At a winter market across the city, there are stands selling popcorn, waffles, and hot mulled wine. And there's a skating rink with twinkle lights strung up above. Mia, who is six, and her older sister, Diana.
I'm 9 years old.
We're among the skaters.
Last year, we couldn't even stand on ice. 1 year, we was on roller skate, and now we could stand. It's very great, but we can really just stand.
Diana tells me she's been looking forward to this market for a while.
We are drinking Coca-Cola, eating this chocolate and corn.
Sounds like a pretty good day.
Yes.
Today was great.
That's the girl's father, Dima.
You cannot sit in the ground floor somewhere and just close inside yourself. You need somehow to keep on moving.
Parents here tell us that with kids who don't fully understand what's happening to their country, this is especially important. Andriy Forsa is here with his son, Platon. It was the four-year-old's first time on skates. He fell and got up without tears. We're trying to enjoy the moment while there's still a possibility to do so, he says. We've had hard times, he says. We just wanted some joy between the air raid sirens. But their fun is short-lived. They've just received an alert on their phones. Drones have been spotted above the region to the north, possibly heading for Kyiv. Let's go, his wife Hanna says. It's time to rush home. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Kyiv.